It stands as a reminder of one of Beirut's worst tragedies. The wheat silos at the port absorbed much of the explosion in August 2020. Authorities say it now risks collapse, but their plan to tear down the structure is facing opposition. Ghassan Hasrouti was among the more than 200 people killed. His family, like others, say they have an emotional attachment with the silos.
My father used to spend most of his time at work at the port. So the silos was like his second family. And now I think they symbolize my family, which has lost my father, which is broken, but still standing still.
The blast was one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in history. It was triggered by ammonium nitrate, badly stored with highly explosive material at a port warehouse. No one has yet been held to account, even though officials as high up as the president were aware of the dangers. The victims' families say the destruction of the silos is another attempt by the political class to obstruct justice and accountability.
The remains of the victims are still down at the port. We won't accept the reconstruction of the port until they finish the investigation and we know who killed them.
Authorities say there is no need to preserve what remains of the silos because the forensic investigation reached an advanced stage. They are working on a master plan to rebuild the port.
A number of the engineering companies proposed that we can use part of the old silos or the existing silos to take a part of it and make it as a part of the memorial.
Other experts disagree.
After several seminars, discussions, and meetings we've had with experts at the Order of Engineers and Architects, we know that any structure, no matter how damaged it is, it can be supported. As if we're telling the people that they should move on with their lives, as if nothing happened, as if there was no crime.
Politicians have been accused of shielding themselves from prosecution. Former officials suspected of criminal negligence have refused to be questioned, and security forces haven't implemented arrest warrants. And the lead judge in the case, like his predecessor, has faced pressure throughout the investigation.
That investigation is now stalled because of legal challenges, and many fear removing the silos may bury the case altogether. Zana Khudr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.